Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
A new state-of-the-art facility to test for heart conditions in young people was officially opened in Dublin's Tallaght Hospital today. The new dedicated centre hopes to reduce screening waiting times for those at risk from sudden cardiac death. Drive Time's Della Kilroy has this report.
So we're here in the Cry Centre in Tallaght Hospital, which has just been opened today by Minister Simon Harris. We had a facility over in the main hospital, which we had outgrown. We had a very bad waiting list and we could only see 6 patients a day with reduced staff numbers. We're seeing patients who are potentially affected by inherited heart conditions that could put them at risk of sudden cardiac death. So they need to be extensively investigated and have consultations.
That's Dr. Deirdre Ward, resident cardiologist at Ireland's new CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young Centre. The new facility expects to deal with over 2,200 patients a year, screening those who could be at risk from sudden cardiac death.
So sudden cardiac death is where the heart suddenly goes into a chaotic rhythm and effectively stops. It's very common in the older population because of heart attacks and blockages. In younger people, we think that probably somewhere around maybe 2 people every week under the age of 35 die from sudden cardiac death. The causes can be heart muscle problems, can be electrical problems, it can sometimes be congenital holes in the heart that they weren't aware of. And very often, unfortunately, people are not aware that they're at risk until they have an event.
Who's screened here?
Very often people who have symptoms that suggest that they might have an inherited cardiac condition, but unfortunately very often families are referred because they've already lost a young person in the family and therefore there is a concern that they may also be at risk. Families are often terrified. People are afraid to sleep at night because they're afraid that they are going to be the next person who dies. So we're here and we have a number of investigation rooms. So everybody who comes has an ECG. They have an ultrasound of the heart to look at the heart muscle structure and then they go onto the treadmill. So we're in the exercise room here where we can put the heart under a bit of stress and see if they develop any abnormal rhythms or changes. They then get a monitor on, which they go home with and they can post back to us. Sometimes people are low-ish risk, so they can be treated with medications, but people who are still considered to be at high risk of a sudden death event ultimately can have an internal defibrillator, which if they did develop a life-threatening rhythm disorder would shock them back to life within 20 seconds.
An 18-month project. The centre is the result of a unique partnership with the Department of Health, Tallaght Hospital and charity CRY. The charity facilitates free cardiac assessments and supports families who've lost loved ones to sudden adult death syndrome or are affected by inherited cardiac conditions. Lucia Ebbs is their CEO.
CRY in Ireland was set up by Michael and Mary Green after they lost their son Peter, aged 15, in 1996. They were looking for answers and there was really nobody in Ireland who could tell them what had happened or why Peter had died. The service then initially opened in Tallaght Hospital. We were working from a porch cabin at the back of the centre. It's a sudden, so when there's a sudden cardiac death in a family, it's as sudden as you and I sitting here today, both of us close our eyes, one opens and the other person has died, and that's how sudden it is. So when people come to us, they're coming at the worst time of their lives and we then try to make it easy for them. You know, it's a tough, if you're coming in to be screened, it's emotionally draining. It's a really hard thing to do. You're coming in, if you've lost somebody, you're walking in wondering, is somebody else at risk in your family? So we're offering hope and a much more welcoming environment.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in.
Okay, I got involved in the charity. I was working for Michael Green in 1996 when his son Peter died. My niece Jenny at that stage was on a gap year. She came into Homebond where we worked at the time. She came in for a summer job and then in May 2002, Jenny died suddenly. And for me then it became personal. I was already involved, I was committed to the charity. But like any other family, when it knocks on your door, you really feel the impact. My own boys are patients here. So Jenny had died and then for me it was just personal. So there was no going back.
CRY raised over €800,000 from public donations to help fund the new centre. For Liam Herlihy from West Limerick, he lost his daughter Niamh to sudden cardiac death in 2011. His community helped him raise over €200,000 for the new facility.
My daughter Niamh was 21 years of age. She was a CIT student in Cork. She was healthy and bubbly and, you know, never had any health issues. And she just died suddenly in April of 2011. I knew very little about CRY or cardiac death at that time. You know, even in Niamh's postmortem was inconclusive, so we still don't actually know the reason why she died. It was obviously a huge shock to all our family, and a few months after that, CRY just got in contact with us through a friend, and my wife and my two sons, we were screened and in the old unit in Tallaght. we would be screened annually since then, and thankfully there was no problem with anybody else. You know, you meet other families when you're for screening, and 6 months after Niamh dying, my son's best friend, who was 16 years of age, and his mum went to call him, and he was dead in his bed. They would be from the same parish as us. So, you know, I mean, then everybody in the community sort of knew about Cry, and we started a fundraising campaign. What we see here today, certainly the community of West Limerick and the wider area contributed hugely to the new facility that we have, and hopefully it will speed up the screening process, because, you know, there has been a bit of a backlog. If you're due to be screened, you shouldn't be waiting longer than a few months, rather than maybe a year and a half, which was the case up to now. And please God, the backlog will be cleared.
And that was Liam Hurley. He ending that report from Della Kilroy. And to find out more about Cry, you can visit cry.ie.